Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do some more healings here. So these are all instantaneous healings, and we've been working a lot with energies that are probably unknown to most people, but they cause us a lot of physical pain and harm, and the end result could even be death. I don't want to sound too negative here, but by releasing these from you, you're able to actually feel a change in your body almost instantly. So we're doing a lot of sample healings, and we'll just probably get into that a little bit later here. But we're going to continue on and do some off-planet energies again, and also some energies that have probably quartered you, or you quartered them, maybe in this lifetime, physical objects, etc. So that's basically what the show is going to be about probably this week. It's all about you regaining your spiritual integrity, which is your spirit being in your body, and having everything else that doesn't belong to you kind of released from you. So this is kind of where we're going here with the light shift, and this is what they kind of want to talk about. Remember, this is their show, and they just bring in information instantly, and from there we kind of go for the ride on this curve here. So light shift comes here once every 2,000 years for the ascension process. It does it across the whole universe, and they're working with us now, and mainly with the Earth Spirit to have it do the ascension, and we're able, if we choose to do that also by getting more of us into our bodies. So we have to become released from our emotional traumas and densities in order to do the ascension process, because your spirit cannot and will not come into emotional traumas and densities. So what we're going to do first is an entity clearing, and this is pretty standard. We do this on every show, just about, and this is to allow you to release entities. These are earth-based energies, emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they can bring to you addictions, etc. So here we go. Releasing these from you. The way they come in is naturally when you're not home, who is? So when you leave a void, these things are just waiting to come into a host, and they don't care who they come into, as long as they can get life force energy from you or maybe one of your friends or other people. So, and when they do come in, they can cause you to have physical problems, and to actually take over your mind, in a sense, and have you do strange things that isn't normal for you. So we're releasing them now, and because when you release something, you have to also put your spirit into those locations, otherwise you're creating the void also. So we never do that here. We always put your spirit into your body so you don't have a void and a way for them to come back into you. And your spirit has to come back in release from its density. So here we go. We're going to work on your legs first here, and I've been doing this for the last couple of minutes here, so ready to bring more of your spirit into your legs. You might feel tingles, warmth, or heaviness as you come into your body more. So here we go. Coming in, and I'll count to 10. Have to command the energy to come back into your body, and your spirit's also helping do this process here, the spirit that's in your heart center. So here we go. Coming in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Next, we're going to do your center portion of your body, from your, say, your hips up to your shoulders. Energies, entities out of there that should not be with you. And they're leaving right now. I'm going to bring more of your spirit back to you. So here we go. Coming in. And your spirit knows how to come into your body. It'll just do what it needs to do to come in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to go down to your arms. We'll do your left arm first here. That way you can maybe focus on your left arm. And here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, do the right arm. And they're being released now from you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Beautiful. Now we're just going to concentrate on your neck. A lot of people have neck pain. So here we go. These are entities coming out of your neck. There we go. And we'll also include shoulders, too, in this one here, neck and shoulders. So, okay. Again, coming back into your body more with your spirit in these locations to allow healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to do your head itself. Here we go. Taking away entities out of your head. And they could be anywhere. Maybe you hit your head at some point in your life. Maybe you had a concussion. Well, that's going to attract entities to you. It could be hundreds of them attached to you with headaches. So you may have headaches today, not knowing why you have them. This could be the reason. So we're releasing them now from you. Here we go. And bringing in more of your spirit. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Now we're going to do a chakra alignment. So I'm just going to focus on your heart center first and move it around so that it's in the right orientation for all of your energetic bodies. Perfect. Throat chakra. Feels good. And third eye. Good. Going back down now to your solar plexus. Good. Second chakra. Good. First chakra. Good. Okay, we'll do an opening now. So this will allow you to have more energy flowing through your body. And we'll make a body width for you if you want to have it that far. So here we go. Well, chakras are probably a couple inch in diameter, so we'll go body width for everyone. So here we go. Heart center first. I'll use the word spin to activate this. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Going up now to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. And going back down now to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. Great. And now we'll do the mind to heart drop. So just know that you're awakening consciousness now, that this energy body, you may call it your ego self, it must surrender to your heart center. It's a different energetic body, much like your emotional body and other bodies that make up your physical body. And this now has to surrender to your heart to get your guidance. Remember, a lot of times it doesn't want to do that because it wants to play its own role here and lead you astray from your guidance so that it can have its own personality here. But your heart mainly works with love energy only, so this is why it has a hard time surrendering, because it doesn't want to live in love energy. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down. Think of an elevator. Your forehead, we'll say your awakening consciousness, your thoughts are on the 10th floor in your forehead. And the first floor is your heart center. And just think of an elevator going down, so we're going to drop you down. So here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So you're in your heart center right now. You may feel your thoughts are coming out of your chest area. Not in your head any longer, but coming out from the center of your body there. This is where your heart centered. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Hi, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. We're talking this week, as Ron said a few minutes ago, about reclaiming our own spiritual energy. And I think over the last week or so, we've talked quite a lot about the things that can energetically come into our bodies and kind of cause havoc, like entities and so on. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that because we were kind of covering a lot of ground there, and there's more ground to cover. But we're also going to talk about the upcoming ascension and what it really means to reclaim our own spiritual energy to ourselves for healing and to prepare ourselves for the ascension process. So it's going to be a wonderful week. We're on four times, Monday, of course, today at 4, Wednesday at 7, and Friday and Saturday at 9. Those are all Pacific time zones, so I hope you'll be with us. And today we're going to start out by addressing the subject of cordings, which are energetic connections from ourselves to and from other people, and talk a little bit about that and release some of those energetic connections. So over to you, Ron, for that.
Yeah, so these energetic connections work with your thoughts. So when you think of a person, you may have remembered people talking about, you think of somebody, and like one person would say, yeah, their ears are turning red, you know, or if you talk about them. Well, that's kind of true, okay? And when you think about someone, you're actually bringing that person's energy probably into the room where you are, not knowing it naturally, but this is what actually happens. So you are connected to them through your thoughts. Your heart doesn't want to connect to anything, but since we work with mind here a lot, this is how, you know, this process works. So what we're going to do is release from you cordings that people have given to you. Just thinking about you, this could also include, you know, really negative thoughts and also positive thoughts. Remember, you don't want to be connected to anything but yourself. And normally when people think about someone, it could be like on a negative thing. Maybe you cut somebody off on the freeway and they gave you the oneness sign, you know, in their rearview mirror there, you know, as you looked up, you know, and something, saw this person give you the oneness sign, and maybe they thought about you for the whole day. And all of a sudden, you might feel an ache or pain in your body or something, not knowing where it came from. And maybe they're actually very upset with you. Maybe you almost caused an accident. And so now you're on their field of vision. You're like on their bullseye, and they keep thinking about you, what if maybe a jerk you were. Maybe to you, you just made a mistake. But to them, it was a, you know, disastrous situation, and they really got off-centered, and now they're really pissed off at you. So that they can put all these cords to you, and, you know, it's the same thing. The mind energy, there's no such thing as, you know, as, say, a good energy or a bad one. It's all energy, and you just have to change the form on it. So if a person is doing a energetic, say, treatment to you, it still shouldn't be done with the mind, because the mind gets residual energies from the person of emotion, even though you may want to give a heart-based energy. And the energy, you know, from doing a simple thing to something really, you know, drastic, negative, like witchcraft or sorcery, it's all the same. It's all mind energy working with the mind to project thoughts to someone. And those thoughts that are projected at that point in time when that's being done is to take you off of your consciousness and to project to you some type of energy that is going to control you. So the mind mainly is used to control other things, other people. You know, it's like playing checkers or a chess game. You know, you start working with the objects on the board, trying to outwit someone else. And this is what the mind does. And some minds are very astute at doing this here. So what we're going to do now is release energies that people have transmitted to you in their thought form. And we're going to just go back 5 days here, so you can probably focus on these pretty easily. You can look at the workplace that you're in, maybe how you met people during this last week. So here we go, and maybe what they've done to you. And you may actually feel the cord leave you. So we're going to work with energy cords transmitted to you by someone else, and it's taken away your life force energy. So here we go, 5 days back. So 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 4 days back, 6 cleared, 4th cleared, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 days back, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days back, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 1 day back, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And today, 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st clear. Okay, just kind of take a note of your body to see if any energy has changed. Maybe you have more life force energy someplace. Maybe you felt tingles in your body. All that is healing. So if you did feel something, that means that you had a cord attached to you, and it's released now, and your body is able to now heal itself and get put back into balance. And these are from people that did it to you. Now we're going to do energies that you have actually projected out from yourself to someone else. And remember, it's like a two-way street. Once the energy cord goes out, then it works both ways. It's like a freeway. Energy comes to you and can leave you at the same time. So that's kind of bad. Here we go. 5 days back, these are what you have done to someone else. So 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 4 days back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 3 days back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 2 days back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 1 day back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and today. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, again, just take kind of a mental note, do a check on your body, and just kind of sense and see how you feel. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'd like to talk a little bit about the way that we attach ourselves to things besides people, such as objects, maybe houses or cars or things that that we get really attached to. Do those affect our spiritual energy also?
Yes, remember, whatever you tap into, you're actually putting like an extension cord out there, and it can also drain your energy, or your energy could get stuck into something. I think a lot of people who maybe collect things, let's talk about antiques just briefly here. Those people probably are reminiscing of past life where the antiques maybe existed, and so they're trying to collect them now because maybe they couldn't afford them, you know, back then, and now they can't. And so that's one way to look at it. Maybe a person just likes to go through and look at things in an antique store and not buy them. Well, maybe they're courting those energies. And so that's also a problem. And maybe you yourself, you know, have stuff in your house that you just can't get rid of. And so you actually have energy cores to that, and those energy cores are actually you. You know, there's people who are very psychic who can take like a keychain or something or an object, and they can actually say and tell you where it came from. And, you know, that's true with some people who work with law enforcement, and they're trying to locate maybe someone, and they give them maybe a shoe or a sock or something of the person, you know, and the psychic can say, oh, yeah, I can feel the body or the person, whatever, is over in this location. So this is the same thing. Their energy is tapped into and tied into what they have. You may notice this if you go to a secondhand store, and if the clothing has not been washed, you know, as you put your hand on the different clothing, you can feel like, oh, man, this one feels awful or it hurts my hand. This one here has wonderful love energy to it. So you might just try that yourself because these energies are still from that person in the clothing. And even if they've deceased, it's still going to be in there. Remember, this is their own energy. It should not be in these things whatsoever. So we're going to do a clearing now. And what I'd like you to do is maybe think of different things that you have in your house that maybe you've attached to, or maybe you hold very precious. And you really shouldn't be tied into it that much, okay? So this might be hard for people to release something that they really love. But the object won't leave you, but it definitely will not have your energy in it so that you're not giving yourself away completely. So here we go. So just think of whatever you would like, and we'll do some releasing here. So here we go. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And we'll do another object. Place your thing. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And another placer thing or object. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, what about, let's talk about the subject of things that we create, like our ties and our attachments to our own creations and how that affects actually our preparation for ascension.
So as we have stated before, that you must regain your complete spiritual template. Your whole spirit needs to be with you. So if you have something tied into something, and or what you created, but maybe you're a sculpture, or maybe you work with making pottery or something. And as you put your hands into the clay and to the whole process, you know, that actually has you in it. And so when you sell this piece, you're actually selling part of you. And there's some people who, when they want to give a gift away, like this year, they kind of tune into what they've made for someone, and they find out maybe how much energy they want to give of themselves away to this person that's actually stored into this object. Well, during the ascension time, you have to regain all your spiritual energy back. This is what the earth spirit is doing now. It's disconnecting itself from all of its creations here so that it can be whole and complete. It can't leave anything behind because it can't ascend. And this is what you need to be doing too, is to release yourself away from spiritual objects, physical objects, or whatever, you know, you thought held sacred to you, because you must regain your spiritual energy. So what we're going to do now is do some more releasing here. Well, this will be out of things that you have created, probably with your hands, you know, in this lifetime. Maybe you're a contractor, and maybe you built a lot of homes. And one home, this one here is the hit. This one I made, and I really love that. And by doing that, by thinking of that, you probably have your energy already in that because that was your best creation. And, you know, it could be, you know, 20 years old. But you still think about that. Well, that has you in it. So we got to pull yourself back out of it. And maybe you're a painter, and you paint beautiful pictures, and you have a few that are just very, very nice that you maybe sold, and you're still stuck in that photograph also. So you need to get that out of that picture. So here we go. Release you out of these items that you created yourself, so you can regain more of your spirit energy. So here we go. So, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And another object here, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. And I'll just go a little step further. Let's just say that this person came to you, and maybe you made this beautiful picture of whatever it was, maybe a person out on a nice lake, you know, maybe they're fishing in a boat or something, and this is like your best masterpiece, okay? And a person came to you who was a fisherman, and they go, I just love this, and so you opened your heart up, poured yourself into this thing, and now they took it away. Now let's just say that person dies, and now this thing gets passed on to one of the children, and they have nothing to do with fishing. So they're going to now take it and maybe put it away in the garage. You know, maybe they don't like it, and maybe they, you know, get darts and start throwing darts at it. Well, what's happening to you? That's you in that whole picture. You know, so they're causing you physical harm without you even knowing about it. So your spirit now is getting wounded because you have your life force in that. So it's another way to look at it. This is why you want to regain your spiritual energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
So it's interesting that you brought that up, because I just was going to talk about the subject of photographs, and it reminds me of the American Indians when they didn't want to have their photos taken because they thought it was having their soul stolen. So most of us have collections of photos and family photos and things that we treasure that are in our house or that we've given to other people. So can we do some kind of withdrawing from the energy from the photos?
Yeah, we'll do that here. So, again, just sit back and relax here. So we're going to take your energy out of the different photos. And this is up to you. You can always say no, naturally. But it's best to have your energy with yourself so you can use it. So here we go. These are all the different photographs that were taken of you that hold your spirit energy in them. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll do this one again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. And these are kind of like sample healings and clearings. If you wish to go deeper with this here, you know, I do private sessions to help people out more fully. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, you mentioned a few minutes ago that the Earth Spirit is actually going through this whole process of reclaiming her own spirit energy for the ascension process. And can we talk a little bit about that and the kinds of things how that affects us, for example? I know a lot of people collect, crystals and different things. Would Earth's energy be being withdrawn from those objects, for example?
Yes. So what you're actually doing is when you, in a sense, let's say you go to a store that sells a lot of gemstones or crystal shop, and you look at them and you pick up an amethyst and you go, well, this has this wonderful energy of amethyst and the clear quartz will feel a little different to you. And so what's happening now is that the Earth Spirit, because you're actually feeling the Earth Spirit energy in those crystals, because it created the crystal, so it has its signature in it, and also the beings that are in there also. So what's happening now is that the Earth Spirit is choosing to take away its energy, to regain its energy. So a lot of these items that people have purchased will all of a sudden become neutral, because they'll no longer have that signature, that frequency of the Earth Spirit in them, because it just can't be there any longer. So that's kind of one way of looking at it. I don't know what else people really use, to give an example of, other than crystals, because that's used by a lot of people. Imagine if you collected wood, it would be the same way from a tree, but all I can really think of is the energy of the crystals. So there may be a lot more out there, but that's kind of the illustration. If you notice, the trees have no more auras to them like they used to have years ago. That started a couple of years ago. The trees brought their energy back to themselves. You don't see auras on trees. You will not see auras on mountains any longer, because that's the Earth Spirit pulling in its energy. And so you're going to start to find that all these things that people have been used to using for possible healing and or worshiping or whatever, the energy is going to be taken away from them, because the Earth Spirit has to regain its spiritual integrity to do that. And so it'll just be a piece of something that will look like a crystal, but without any personality to it, let's just put it that way. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's talk about planets a little bit. We talked about that, I believe, last Monday. And we actually, discuss the cordings that we can get from planets and how the mind control can come from different planets to us. Would you say that we're dealing with cordings from planets, from them to us and us to them, or is it just kind of a one-way street there?
Well, once they connect to you, then I'm sure it's going both directions anyway, because if they're willing to take your energy. And you may not know about it consciously, but your all soul is working the other way around, too. So the planets are very obvious. Everybody knows about astrology, who's listening, I'm sure. And you have your prenatal chart just showing how the planets are using mind control to control your life in this lifetime. Another way of looking at it, this is like the facts here, to awaken people. And remember, this is what they don't want you to know. So when you look at the, your chart and you see different things in your life happening, you go, yeah, this kind of happened to me in this time frame. And, it was predicted by my natal chart for this year. Well, of course, that's the mind control of the planets using you, connecting to you, taking away your free will. Remember, the divine doesn't have that situation. The divine is only works in the now. Anything outside of the now are and is the dark side energy. So you have to kind of just always go back to, is this in the now? Because the divine changes all the time from one now to the next. And there's no predictions and there's no future. So the dark side script is is the future that we are dealing with that is predictable. And so those charts that you have is the way the dark side is controlling you through the planets, working with them somehow. And you can get your horoscope, and they use the right word there. It is a horror. And the horoscope is, you know, them looking at you very closely. And you can just go to any newspaper, probably, even on the Internet, and kind of just see what they have programmed for this day for you. So, unfortunately, this is the off-planet mind control that everybody's affected with. So, yes, the planets can charge and give you a lot of negative stuff, which we all know about that. So that's mind control. That's right in your face. Very, very obvious. Just look at it, and you go, wow, that's something. So I'm going to take away a few of these planet energies here. One of my sessions, I eliminate 13 of the major ones. That's my 4-in-1 session that connects you to the twin flame energy of who you are and also your home base energy. So I'm going to take away some of them here that may not be included in that. They don't give any names to the planets, but here we go. We're going to take away 3 of them here. So what I want you to do so you can have some validation yourself is maybe kind of focus on some part of your body that has a problem. Okay, you could have a twisted ankle or something, or just maybe a headache, or just anything. So we're going to do 3 of these here. So pick the first one here, and we're going to take away the planetary energy that has quartered you, sucking out your life force energy, preventing you from being healed, and also probably causing your problem. Remember, it's mind energy, mind control energy. This is how everything works. Remember, the mind is the dark side. It's not in the now, okay? If it wasn't the now, it wouldn't exist. It's not heart energy. So here we go. The first one here, planet number 1. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. I'll do this again for everyone. So just think of the same location in your body that has a physical problem. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, number 2, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And again, number 2, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And now we'll go to number 3, a different type of problem that you're dealing with. Maybe intestinal issues, could be anything. So here we go. 6th cleared, could be skin, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And again, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, I'm really glad that you brought up the one clearing that you do, the master 1 through 4, because I think that's probably one of the most special and precious ones that people can have done. And let's talk about the 4 different aspects of that clearing.
Okay, the first part that I do is we clear away 13 planetary energies that are corded. These are major ones that are corded your physical body organs. And people actually feel it get released, like maybe from their kidneys, their heart, their liver, etc. And all of a sudden, you know, you get your vitality back. And a lot of times some mysterious aches and pains that you may have had vanish, okay? That's the first part of the clearing. And the second part is we connect you to your home base energy. This is where you go to after each incarnation. Now I'm talking about every place except here. Remember, here this is a prison planet. And so you're not allowed to leave here after your physical body dies. You get recycled over and over again. This is your all your past life stuff that you have done, and which is shouldn't even exist. You have one life in the moment, and when that physical body leaves, dies, then you go to your home-based energy, and then you decide where you want to go to again. And it could be this place or a whole different place in the universe. So this is the way the system works. So you've been taken away from, you can in your consciousness and from your spirit. Your spirit does not know where its home-based energy is, because it's always stuck here. And this is your actual spiritual backup band. This is where all your spiritual family is. And this, like I said, is where you go to after your first incarnation of the creation light shift energy. This is where you go to, and you always return back to that state and that location. The next part of the clearing is when you get connected to your twin flame energy. So after you're created and you leave the creation light shift, at that point you are split in half, and on your home base energy, your twin flame goes there also. And the twin flame is there so that it can go out to the universe and experience it like yourself. And then you come back together, and you can reflect back to each other where you've been. And this is also like your major spiritual backup band, because it's the other half of you. Everyone here, typically, unless they have their twin flame energy with them, and very few have it on this planet as far as a physical being, but you're always only half here. So you're always yearning for your home base, number one, and also the other half of you, not knowing what it would be. And then the last part of the process, number four, is when I take you out of the incarnation, forced reincarnation loop. And that is eliminated from you, so you can go on and leave here. And remember the song Hotel California, you know, we're programmed to receive. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. Well, that's pretty factual with the earth plane here. So this clearing is very, very nice. Once you get this one done, and you do have to do other clearings and have your twin flame come into you. You have to have an emotional clearing and a mental clearing and a sensory clearing, and then we can do this clearing for you. And then at that point, your twin flame can come to you, and you're connected energetically to your home base and your twin flame energy, and you never feel the loneliness that you have felt before in your lifetime. Everybody is always looking outside of themselves to find a partner, and the partner is your twin flame energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a question on the fast chat, which is, how can I prevent psychic attacks?
It's hard to prevent them. The only thing that I say is you need to get in your body, as much as you can. You can't control anybody's thoughts, so if they're going to project a thought to you, it's going to come to you regardless. But your only protection that you have is your spirit consciousness. Nothing outside of yourself is ever going to typically fix you. Your spirit is what has to be fixed first. And then at that point, you're able to help yourself more and more and more. This is why I do these special clearings for people, so that you can regain your spiritual integrity. So you must come into your body fully in order to give yourself the help that you need. And like we said before, the masters, saints, and angels left here. They're no longer going to be on this earth plane, because they just can't be here, because they were coming in through the Galactic Federation. And since the Federation now is, in a sense, being terminated, and the ones that we're holding 100% light are not working with the light shift to bring light energy in, but the ones that could not hold the light integrity, much like the people on the planet here, there's people that do not hold their complete spirit energy. So the physical bodies at that point are terminated by the light shift. These are the ones that they created. And the spirit then can move on out of this life form that was going against the light. And so, what you may have noticed, which I have mentioned on other shows, probably the last 3 weeks, you probably have noticed that there's no more off-planet mind control being transmitted to you. So your body now is much more peaceful, it's calmer. It's not kind of buzzing and in fear of these attacks being done to you. And so this is what's happened so far. So the light shift is taking this out. This is part of the ascension process. Remember, we don't have any kind of books that you can read about ascension. We're just kind of sitting here just watching. But this is what the light shift is doing now. And it's working with the Galactic Federation. And the ones that cannot hold 100% light frequency are no longer going to exist, because they have come to us and caused all these problems here, bringing in duality, bringing in all these other negative forces to us to take our energy away from us. You can go into ET abduction. I can go on forever with this process. bringing the worms and the snakes and the octopus energies into our bodies. You know, this is what we cleared last week. And on Saturday, when I started doing the octopus energy, I guess in the squid energy, the lines went dead. Very interesting. I guess the dark side didn't want that to happen. So they cut out the media players. Very, very interesting. So, you know, we're getting very close to ground zero here. So these energies now are being released here. How soon, how fast, I don't know, but this is what's happening. So they're working with the energies that are off-planet here, these negative ETs, and there are some good ETs. I'm not saying they're all bad, but, you know, how do you tell the difference, really? You know, they don't wear different color T-shirts, or one wears white, one wears black, you know. If they're not holding 100% spirit light energy, then at that point they're no longer going to be in existence. Perpetrated on us all these awful things of humanity here. Remember, the Galactic Federation is what everybody tunes into for their spiritual guidance. And the Master Saints and Angels cannot hold that high frequency from the light shift, so they're running maybe 20% light energy. That means that you got 80% garbage coming down here in false teachings. And also in the energies of separation of spiritual truth. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I think it'd be wonderful if the Galactic Federation gets completely cleaned up, and then the Masters and Saints and Angels could come to us in 100% light. That would be amazing.
Yeah, they will come to you, you know, in your heart center. Remember, this is where you have to connect. So the crutches that people have used here for all these years, at least our lifetime, we'll just call it, because the past lives are kind of meaningless. So in your lifetime, if you reside or you work with them, et cetera, they're no longer going to be where they were before. You must connect to your heart center to actually get them. And you're actually a part of them, so it's not going to be alien to you in a sense. It's going to be with you, and these energies are what you're made up of anyway. You're just an expression now of the divine, but everything is on the light ship, the same basic frequency, because the 12 source energies created everything. And the different flavors of the divine come through these Master Saints and Angels. So if you do want to connect, you can connect into your heart center. It won't be outside of yourself. You're not going to be able to call them, you know, from your head to ask for maybe Archangel Michael to come to you. It's not going to work that way. They're no longer going to come that way. You must come into your heart. And what's going to happen is if you attempt to channel these energies for someone else or a group of people, they will not do that ever again, because no one on this planet can hold 100% spirit energy. So they're not going to come through and give false teachings like they have done in the past. A lot of those false teachings just sound wonderful. You can go back and look at different channelers channeling these days, and it's just wonderful. They go, wow, this is great. But, you know, are they putting in special codes into those words? It's like on the Bible code to trigger DNA inside of you. You know, you don't know. So, or to trigger the dark side to come into you through these wonderful words. So that's a whole other probably show. But the main thing is that if you do want to connect to the Master Saints and Angels, it's an inward process. And they're no longer going to channel through any channelers here. If there's a channeler coming through, channeling so-and-so, they're probably entities, or it's the dark side mimicking the light, having them come through them. The actual true energies will no longer be on this planet. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, just getting back to the question that the listener had about protection from psychic attacks, we've talked in some of the shows earlier about the affirmation that you've given us about I now increase my life force energy, and doing that to have that spiritual energy around you to protect you. So can we give that instruction to people then?
Yes. And that will help you, too, because you're invoking more of your spirit energy to you. Like I said, the only thing that's ever going to help you is your own spirit. Nothing outside of yourself is going to be able to do the healing to help you. You know, so the main thing is that your spirit needs to be in your body fully to give you the most amount of help that it can possibly do. So if you're only 20% in your body, that's all you can count on is 20% energy. This is why on this show we're here to help you get into your body more, so you can regain and you know, balance out with your spiritual energy. This is the most important thing for the time of ascension. So what you want to do now for this healing is put your hands in front of you, palms facing each other, in front of your heart center, and kind of move them in and out, and you're going to feel like you're compressing an invisible spring. And at some point, you're going to feel the presence of this energy. It could be a few inches, it could be a foot. And when you feel that, what you're going to want to say is an affirmation out loud, which is, I now increase my life force energy. And at first, maybe for the first week, you want to do this maybe 5 times a day for a week and move your hands kind of back and forth to kind of feel the energy. And then after that, you don't have to do it any longer. You can just say it or just move your hands instantly 1 time and your energy will come back out. And it's going to give you a nice energy field around your body. So here we go. Kind of put your hands, or maybe have them out and put them in until you feel that ball tension. And just say out loud. Remember, you're in the physical plane. You can't just say it inside of your head. That's the mental realm. So say it out loud. I now increase my life force energy. Now move your hands further apart, maybe a foot or so, and come back in again. You're going to see that invisible ball has increased. That energy between the palm of your hands. We'll say it out loud again. I now increase my life force energy. And do it again. I now increase my life force energy. 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 There, you should be all the way out with your hands alongside of you. So do this exercise, you know, like 5 times a day for a week. And at that point, you're training your body to bring in more of your spirit energy. And then you don't have to say it out loud any longer. You can just maybe move your hands in a gesture once, and that's it. If you want to just say it out loud more and more, if maybe you're doing a walk or something, you can do that. Or maybe you're jogging, just say it. And you're going to find that you're going to get more and more into your body. And that's how your healings take place, is that your spirit has to be with you as a conduit to give your body its life force energy for healing. And then naturally, when you do your heart to mind drop, which is what I've been teaching you how to do that, and all of a sudden you have the direct link to your spirit in your heart center, and you can ask your spirit for guidance. This is all the teachings of Jesus, to get into your heart, to connect with the divinity of who you are. It's not outside of yourself, so don't give your energy away. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a few minutes left. It'd be great to talk for a minute about the upcoming Ascension preparation call for people that might like to take part in that. That's coming up December 15th at 1 p.m. Pacific. It's a 4-hour Ascension preparation and lightship healing call. And, Ron, would you like to talk about that for a minute?
If you haven't been on the call, you may want to do this because it's probably the most beneficial thing you can do for yourself. It's a 4-hour call of healing. The light ship's working with you. You're bilocated to the light ship, either physically, you're talking with the master, saints, and angels, and other divine beings that are there. And these light beings are there to help you for physical healing. So it's kind of a must if you want to move on with your life. The cost is only $60 for a 4-hour healing session. It's just phenomenal. They go into many, many rooms. They change your blood into an amber type of blood with gold frequencies in it. They do water charging. And it's just a wonderful thing. So, you know, if you can, you know, get on this conference call. It's just wonderful. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we've got a few minutes left, and it would be great to bring in some energies from the light ship to leave people with today. Maybe
okay.
We could do that through the light being or the light ship insignia.
Okay, so just kind of scroll down, and right now my internet connection is off here. I don't know what happened, but it's no longer up, so I got to check that out. So just scroll down on your screen. If you're new to the program, just click on Creation Light Ship Healing. and scroll down, and you're going to see a light beam there. Then underneath that, a little ways, maybe about halfway down on your scroll bar, you're going to see this beautiful light ship insignia. And we're going to activate that right now with the 12 source energies. And we'll bring them in one at a time here. We have about 5 minutes to go here, so we'll bring in divine energy number one. This is the creation energy that created you. And they divided themselves into 12 separate energies. It's like different attributes. So number one is coming in. You may actually be able to sense the different frequencies, maybe the different flavoring of the divine here. So remember, this is all heart-to-heart energies. Number one is coming in. Okay. There we go. And just sample your heart energy and kind of, you can talk to it if you like. It's very conscious. Created the universe. So here comes number two. Coming in. Okay, wonderful. And if you watch your monitor screen, it'll probably change frequencies, may change colors a little bit, and also may become more three-dimensional. Okay, that's number two in. And we'll bring in number three right now. Coming in. Okay. Great. Okay, number four is coming in. Okay, and number five. Okay, great. Number six. Okay, number seven. Okay, number eight. And number nine. Okay, number 10. And 11. Okay, and number 12. There we go. So each one of the energies should feel like you recognize them if you're in your heart center. Because they actually created you. And you're going to feel this beautiful love energy coming into you right now. Like I said, the creation light ship only works with heart energy. The mind energy is basically the dark side energy that's here. This is New Age metaphysics talking about the mind. Somehow they got switched off into a different tangent. Maybe that's why the dark side decided to do this, to keep people from ascending, to use your mind to think you can figure out things better. But remember, when the ascension time comes, there is no more mind energy ever. The only thing left is the heart energy. So if you are a student of ascension and you've taken a lot of courses and bought a lot of things, all that's going to do you no good whatsoever, because the mind will be separated from the heart, and all that's left is the heart and your spirit energy. And then it's how much can you hold heart energy, spirit energy in your whole body so that you're able to do the ascension with your body. And that's basically it. So you're not going to be able to keep your cheat sheets or anything else, you know, at time of ascension, because it won't exist at all. So we have 1 hour conference calls if you wish to participate in those. It's Mondays and Fridays. We have one in about a half an hour here. And it's a 1 hour light shift healing. And you can get on those if you like to further your spiritual advancement to become more into your body. And the cost is only $20 for a 1 hour light shift healing. So back to you, Sylvia, before we close out here.
All right. Well, I'll just say blessings to everyone. Hope you had a wonderful healing today and learned something from listening to Ron. It's always a wonderful for me anyway, and I'm sure I can speak for some of you too, that you always feel like you come away learning something and a wonderful new viewpoint to look at life with. And we look forward to having you on the rest of the week. So blessings to all of you, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Hey, good night, everybody.